Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday Eve. Easier to think than to say. Happy Friday Eve. Welcome to this edition. Can show or this car. I go. You know what day it is. Every Friday Eve, Cigars with the Cave Show, and we are live. Get your butt down here. Like I said, if you come while we're here, the cigar of the day. Guys, it is, I don't believe I never had this before. It is a really good, incredible cigar. It's a Perdomo Fresco. So come down and get that cigar today. It's 10%, it's 15% off. Cigar of the day. Well, like I said, this is the Cave Show with PLR, and we have a loaded show for you today. It's Natalie's the Buff. I can't speak. Maybe it's because it's Friday Eve. Zion plays a bubble. The NFL players are starting to test positive for the devil. You know, it's COVID-19. Great sound from the Suns today. Great sound from the Diamondbacks. Had another incredible Zoom meeting with the Mercury yesterday and today. Excuse me, but we're going to push that sound to tomorrow. And don't forget, we still have, what did Ty Jerome think of the snitch line? We will talk about that as well. All that's right here on the Cave Show. And, God, dang it, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it. I am going to talk just a little bit about Dak Prescott. And also a good friend of mine called me out on the Cardinals quarterback, so I have to address it today. Can't get called out on a text at night without having to address it the next day on air. So we'll get all that done. We're going to squeeze all that in. I'm going to make an attempt to open the phone line. That's the Kerry Lackey Law line at 917-889-7828. So why hesitate anymore? Let's get this show started. You are here on the Cave Show with PLR, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 locally in Chandler. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get down here. Let them know that PLR sent you. You get 10% off of your cigar purchase, unless it's a day when I'm down here. On those days, you get 15% if you come in while I'm here. You can become a club member, get a locker, pass up to a humidor, keep your sticks here, keep them fresh, keep them ready to roll for you. Back here in the members' lounge, which you get to access if you are a club member, there are 5 televisions. There's always sports going on. I know they have golf rolling right now, so get down here, enjoy an adult beverage, all at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. If for any reason you cannot make it in, don't worry about it. Get your sticks at Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Most orders are shipped the exact same day, so you're not sitting around waiting forever. It's the same great selection as if you come in, and all that's done right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. There is so much stuff to touch on. There's so much stuff to get in on. We still have tomorrow. We have our Doofus of the Week Award. We'll put the poll up as usual tonight at thesportscave.com, and we will announce that winner. Last week, it was a runaway. A runaway with Deshaun Jackson. This week, it's going to be just a little closer. Little tighter. No one really said anything that was just outlandishly stupid. We just had your random whatever. So we will put that up as well. Let's get started with Zion, NBA Zion Williamson. And then when we finish touching on Zion, we'll slide on over to the Phoenix Suns. But Zion has left the bubble, had an urgent family matter that he had to deal with. Obviously, the Pelicans are going to support Zion and whatever he needs to do, especially when it's a family issue. No one is really saying what it is, but when he returns, he'll have to quarantine again for another 4 days if he has a negative test. Let's hope whatever it is family-wise, let's hope first that goes well. More than anything, let's hope that goes well. And then after that, let's see what happens once he gets back in and gets back playing and gets back acclimated. The tough thing about that whole thing is guys haven't really played basketball. So when you take 4 days off, when you're in sprint mode, and you'll hear me use that word a lot today, when you're in sprint mode, it is really, really hard to get right back to it. What I find funny is, I know I'm not alone in saying this, part of the reason the New Orleans Pelicans are even in the position to make the playoffs and be in the sprint is because of Zion. It has a lot to do with TV ratings, has a lot to do with getting eyes on the next star of the NBA and getting him set and ready to roll. So if he's out for any long period of time and he's unable to get back, that's going to be a big blow, not only for the Pelicans, but for the NBA, because I guarantee you Pelican games were going to be front and center, the highlighted games. They would always be seen. And they had, honestly, one of the easiest roads to hoe in trying to make it to that playoff play-in game series that they have. So let's see how long Zion is out. First and foremost, best wishes and best hopes and prayers to him and his family that everything, I guess, works out to the best that it can possibly work out, and that he gets back, if that's possible, he gets back playing with the Pelicans. Because, like I said, they need him, and the NBA needs him. So we'll see. Everything always revolves around the TV rankings. That's why the Pels are there. Do you want to jump over and talk about the Phoenix Suns? They're the hometown team. Let's talk about what's going on with them.
Hey, this is Javon Carter with the Phoenix Suns, and I am in the cave with PLR.
Monty Williams had a chance to talk to us. Tyrone had a chance to talk to us. And Cam Johnson had a chance to talk with us as well. And I'm always curious to hear what Monty has to say, because Monty always has something interesting and on point to talk about. I want to kind of reverse this a little bit, because there's always been a lot of heard about the players, and there are players that are opting out. A lot of people think players don't necessarily want to play, or players don't necessarily want to be there, and that's definitely not the case. Players are going hard at this. Players are being very serious about what's going on in that bubble. And I want to replay something that I played for Monty, I want to say about 3 or 4 days ago, and because I'm starting to hear some chatters from people, and when you look on different things, that there are players that are going to go there and just go through the motions. And you can't be more wrong. Players are not there going through the motions. Players are there to play. Players are there to do what they do. And I want to replay what Monty said about players, so that way you guys aren't confused about what NBA players want to do when it comes to playing in this bubble down in Orlando.
The players don't get enough credit for how much they want to play. And we tell our guys all the time, being in the NBA is a get-to, not a got-to. We're one of 22 teams that got in the bubble. And so I know our guys are excited to play and want to play. That doesn't mean there's, temptations to, want to go do something. I mean, that's just human nature. And you're going to be without your family for a long, long time. So I have expectations that we will do well, but I understand different sentiments about missing your family and wanting to, leave this particular bubble. But like I said, I've seen the NBA plan. It looks really, really good as far as the players are concerned. And us coaches will be watching film and talking with other coaches and getting a chance to reconnect with a few people that we haven't seen in a while as it relates to the NBA.
So let's clear this up. Players are in the bubble to play. Players that are in the bubble want to play. Players that are in the bubble want to win. And that's really what it boils down to with everything else. No matter what you do when it comes to sports, we could talk about people wanting to do things for a whole lot of reasons. You do not make it to the NBA. You do not make it to Major League Baseball. You do not make it to NFL. You do not make it to anything that you do at the top level unless you have drive and a competitive nature. It's really just that simple. So when you back, you have to stop and say, wait a second, what are these players doing this there? They're taking a chance, they're taking a risk. And you can kid around and say, whatever, if I made that much money, I would do it too. Whatever. These players are risking a lot. Think about it. They are going to be away from their family for a long time. They're going to be away from their significant others for a long time in an environment that they can't even leave, so much so that they set up a line. And I know that it's got a lot of jokes. I think certain things about it is funny in terms that they set up this line. But players are serious. They're going to hold each other accountable if they're doing things that can not only mess up the season, but if they can mess up each other and get sick, the double out. It's to keep COVID-19 out of the bubble. That's the reason for the bubble. If guys are just going to come in and out, go all willy-nilly, do whatever they want to do, then you are hurting those that are making the sacrifice to do what they came there to do. And like I said, I know I make jokes about it and players can kind of snicker as well, but they call it the snitch line, and I'm part of that joking around. And just to kind of hear how some players are saying, look, I have nothing to do with that. Don't touch me. Don't talk to me about it. Cam Johnson said about the snitch line that the players have if players do anything that's a jeopardize the season.
In regards to the second question, I don't know anything about that. I seen the billboard, but I'm just going to say I don't know anything about that. So I don't know.
Say, hey, look, I'm the one that's going to do this. Obviously not. That's not going to be them. Hell, even Ty Jerome, who spoke yesterday, this is what he said about the quote-unquote snitch line.
I don't even know where it is. I haven't used it. I'm not thinking about using it. Just minding my business out here. Just trying to get better every day with our guys. You know, I mean, our guys are doing the right thing. So, we're not too worried about other teams and all that.
I'm going to play this again. Listen to the first couple seconds of what Ty Jerome said. This is why I think to make fun of it. Even saying, listen, little things. Second, but I'm going to play. Listen intently to the first 5 seconds.
To be honest, I don't even know where it is. I haven't used it. I'm not thinking about using it. Just minding my business out here. Just trying to get better every day with our guys. You know what I mean? Our guys are doing the right thing. So, we're not too worried about other teams and all that.
He said, I don't know what it is. I haven't used it. I'm not going to use it. Well, if you don't know what it is, how would you know that it's there to be used? I like guys distancing themselves from that, but what's the best part about what he said was he's there to make himself better. Dogfight for minutes. Fernando Montes wants to, when at all possible, slide Book over the point and let him play when possible, run point for parts of the game. The Suns' backup point guards have Ty Jerome, Campaign, Elliot Coble, and Ron Carter. You got four backup point guards. There's not 2 minutes in the game. So guys have to do what they can to make themselves relevant, make themselves available, and make themselves ready to play. Jerome is a different type. Remember, the last time we saw a college season end, he was being held up as a member of a winning team that won a championship. So his mentality is a lot different. And I want to get into his mentality. And I want to get into what the coach said about his mentality. And I want to do that right after this break.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to PLR. This is PLR. Happy Friday to you again. Remember, if you ever miss this show, miss it whatsoever, you can always check us out. 3 o'clock every day on the replay on KSRN. KSRN is not just a good source for sport content, but good music that's played there. You can download that app from the Apple App Store, as well as you can go to the Google Play Store. Anywhere you get all your for your devices. Like I said, this is The Cave Show. I'll come back to The Cave Show. Listen, I was talking about Ty Jerome, the son of the Phoenix Suns, talking about how he has a great head on his shoulder. And a lot of young guards, there's a lot to do. Now, this season is really good because it's broke up. They had a normal training camp, they had a normal season, and then just like that, everything just stopped. Once everything just stops, it's picking back up. But the maturity level for what they've seen, it's not like they're going – it's almost like a season and a half or season 5. They're not quite into their second season. They didn't get the work in that they normally would in a team aspect because of COVID-19, the devil. But they are ahead of where they naturally should be. And when it comes to a player like Ty Jerome, you want to see – they have and how they. That's one thing about the maturity level on the back. Obviously,
Ty has an above average IQ for the game, and he has a thirst for knowledge, and so that stuck out to me. Sometimes guys don't know what questions to ask. Ty knew, you know, the questions that he needed to ask. You know, he was. On top of 2-for-1s, you know, he was a guy in between possessions at a free throw line or free throw possession, and we were about to get the ball. Most young guards forget to look over at me to get a play, and Ty was quick right away. As soon as the guy was dribbling to shoot a free throw, Ty would look to me and want a play, and that's something that most young guards can't remember. They're thinking about what happened on the last play, or, you know, if they missed a shot, or where do ants do their taxes. You know, they're thinking about stuff that's just different. And he knew the questions to ask, and that's something that a lot of young guards can't do.
This is where I give Monty Williams and I give James Jones, the GM, a whole lot of credit. The Phoenix Suns have gotten a different direction than the old Phoenix Suns from 3 years ago. They go out and they draft guys like Ty Jerome and guys like Cam Johnson, and they bring in guys like Javon Carter. What do they all have in common? They have years under their belts of playing college basketball. And you go out and you find a Devin Booker, who is obviously the face of this team, the person on this team that everyone goes to. He is a superstar, and we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow in the time that we'll have for Monty Williams. But he is obviously the man. But the Suns at one point were going out and basically saying, if you just graduated from prom, we will draft prom and graduated from high school, we will draft you. And that's basically what it seemed like, because you had so many young guys, and a Dragon Bender, and and a Chris and a Book, who turned out great, obviously, and an Aiden. All these guys had 1 year of college or came from overseas. You can't have that many kids in the locker room and look to two big things. At some point, you got to have some grown men, but you can't just have grown men. You got to have grown men with talent. And even though they went through some really good, and a Jared Dudley and a Tyson Chandler, their height of their day of playing, it wasn't at that level anymore. So as good as Tyson Chandler has been his entire career, he wasn't that same player anymore. Sometimes you need veteran guys that have shown they can play when you have a bunch of young guys. So as their point guard, the Suns didn't say, well, let's go out and get another young kid. They go out and they get a Ricky Rubio. Then you bring in the Ty Jeromes. You bring in the Javon Carters that can learn how to play from a veteran, and they can naturally make that next step up. Now, will they always make that step? No, that's not a guarantee. But at least you're not counting on, you know, a prom guy to make that step for you. That's a big difference. That's a huge difference. So the Suns, I guarantee you, I'm not thinking. The Suns, if nothing else, even if they do not make the quote-unquote playoffs, the Suns will be very competitive. This is not a team that's just going to roll over. They all have something to prove. And we'll have the sound to show you that. And playing what they're saying, this is what they're saying. They will be competitive. I guarantee it. Let's open up this phone line, 917-897-828. That is the Carrie Lackey Law Line. I hope my man gives a call in today, because I said someone wasn't going to be playing off. And I think I was wrong. And I got to tell him I'm wrong. So I hope when these phone lines open up, I can apologize in person. So let's get out to these phone lines, 917-889-7828. It is a Carrie Lackey. We still have D-back stuff. We're going to get into that a little bit later, but I do want to squeeze some calls in, because yesterday I missed all the calls due to technical problems. So let's get this going right now. Caller, you are on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Ah, my man Lou. How are you, buddy?
I was wondering how you because I was calling in, and just after the identification, just went dead.
Yeah, we had a dry spell where no one heard anything, and then we got it all back going again. But by then, I had four calls on hold, and by the time we got the technical problems worked out, they were all gone.
Mm.
So, but we are here. Technical issue free today. So what's
good
going on, sir? How are you?
All right, and it's 1 week in counting the baseball season, and Yankees and Mets are getting through their injuries. Start with DeGrom. He had a back problem, but he's okay now. He's day to day, according to the manager. But it's tough to say when he's going to be back. And over the Yankee side, all rise. The judge is back.
I know that's got to make you feel good.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't think anything was too serious, so I thought it was just going to be a temporary issue. And he's back in the hit a home run in summer camp yesterday, so that proves he's back.
Isn't it worth calling spring training baseball,
yeah,
technically a summer camp? It just sounds
summer camp.
Doesn't sound good.
No, it sounds kind of weird.
Hey, they got to get back. Are doing it as well. I got some sound coming a little bit later from their summer camp. Lou, you know what's about this, though? With 60 games, they're still being out of it. Even a team that may not, quote-unquote, be that good, they're not out of this.
You mean which team is not out of it?
No team, because if you go back to last year,
yes,
60 games in, the Nationals would not have even been a playoff team.
No.
And in a World Series chance. So how many times have we seen a team get out of the gate fast by the All-Star break? They're starting to fade. Well, around the All-Star break, you look at a game 90 to 100. Well, this
year, I guess that's one of the benefits of having a long season, such as baseball, that, you know, if you start out bad, if you play 162 games, if you're like 6-16 in April, you got time to bounce back from it. With this season, you don't. If you fall into a hole early, you might be too late to get out of by September.
Right, and that's what I'm saying for teams that aren't that good. And when I say not that good, I mean that would have been a natural challenger because you're not going to have teams all of a sudden, I don't think, selling off their roster. Because let's take, I don't know, let's take the Twins. If the Twins get off to a good start, and going in a game like, I don't know, 40, they're, you know, 28-12. And they're kind of rolling along, and they're in a good position to make the playoffs. They're going to hold on to talent or try to go get talent. Well, if after 40 games they're 28-12, but in a natural season, maybe after 90 games, they're now closer to 45-45, maybe they're sellers instead of buyers. So what I think is going to happen this year is some of those teams that get off to a little bit of a, you know, chug-along start and then have time to pick it up, it's going to be different, and it's going to benefit the other teams because the other teams that get off to a hot start and they know that maybe they don't have the arms, they don't have the bats to go deep, maybe they hang on to what they have because it may get – and once in the playoffs, anything can happen in baseball.
Especially this year.
Your mouth. I think this year, for so many reasons, you can't count any teams out. I will say this to you,
even
though,
the Orioles?
Even the Orioles. I will say this to you, though. I know no one is happy about COVID-19. Nobody is happy about squeezing 60 games in. No one is happy about any of this. But you know something that we have not talked about at all, hasn't come up once. No one has mentioned it because it's so far out of everyone's minds. We're trying to get summer camp done, find healthy players, keep healthy players healthy, make sure no one gets sick. No one's mentioned the Houston Astros and sign stealing.
Mm. Well, I'm sure they'll happen once the season begins.
You know what? I think so, and I think to some degree it will not. Because there's more important things to think about right now. I mean, are you really concentrating on, man, I wonder if the Astros are stealing signs on your way to the ballpark? Or are you
I think
it,
once
man,
the season
oh,
gets rolling, that's going to start all over again.
You know what? I think the only way it comes up is if the Astros are either doing ridiculously bad or ridiculously good. If they're doing if they're playing ridiculously well, they're going to be the ones that are going to be kind of snickering, saying, "We told you it didn't matter." But if they come out and they play ridiculously bad, people are going to say, "Yeah, God, well, we told you if they didn't cheat, they wouldn't win." But if they're playing, if they're right in the mix, normally in the mix with other teams, they're not going to talk about it. But think about it. They've gone all this time. No one brought it up.
Mm.
No one's talking about them.
Well, not yet. Not yet because, you know, we didn't know if they were going to play or not, so they didn't bring it up. Now that they are going to play, I think if they do ridiculously bad within 2 weeks or the other way around, I'll bet it's going to be brought up again.
Yeah. No. I agree. But they've escaped. So now.
For now.
When spring training first started, I remember being in those clubhouses. Every day, players got so sick of answering it, they basically said, "We're not talking about it anymore. It has nothing to do with us."
Yeah.
But now, nobody's talking about that. Oh, and I said, I owe you an apology. I misread the Tiger message about the memorial.
Ah. Yeah, I heard it this afternoon.
So yeah, I owe you an apology.
No, it was a misunderstanding. I mean, I got confused myself. No harm done.
So I said it yesterday. Like I said, we had technical issues, but when we got back around, one of the things I said was, "Oh, Blue calls," and I owe him an apology. I misread an email, and I told him someone wasn't going to play. That's going to play.
Yeah, I just found that out too. I mean, it was such a confusing article. It dates back to Tuesday, and you know, I got a confirmed report from a media source that he is going to play.
Well, he definitely is, and
I won't mention who it was.
Excuse me. Well, I will say this: he opened with the two bogey, and then 36. So we'll see. When he's there, ratings are up, so it's good for everybody.
Yeah, and they had a NASCAR race last night, which I didn't know was on Fox, but they it was like an all-star competition, and it turned out to be pretty entertaining. Sorry, I missed it.
You and me both.
Yeah,
that
Chase won it.
Missed that one too. But what else you got for me, my friend?
Well, you know, everything, we're all just counting down, waiting for everything to start. So I'm gonna be pretty much loaded, you know, once everything begins.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, NBA in 2 weeks. I think the WNBA starts next week as well.
WNBA does start next week. In fact, I've had a lot of sound from WNBA, and we'll have a lot more. I played a lot yesterday.
Yeah, and the MLS tournament is still going on, and my Red Bulls play tonight. Too bad it's a late game.
There you go. Hey, you know what? It's okay. There's nothing else going on. Check it out.
I know, but it's the East Coast, and they're playing at 10:30. Go figure. I mean, the timing in this is all kind of ridiculous, if you ask me. One game starts at 9 in the morning, and then two games start at 8 o'clock at night. 8 and 10 o'clock, 8 and 10:30. It's kind of weird.
It is. Hey, we have sports, right?
I'll give you that.
Alrighty.
But you know what they say, timing is everything.
Yes, it is. But I'll go back to, we have sports.
Okay, well, I'll agree with you on that. We do. And it's only getting better.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes, sir.
Paul, we'll talk same time tomorrow.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Right.
Always good to catch up with my man, Lou, for a couple minutes. We'll be right back. We're going to talk D-backs baseball when we come back right here on The Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The law office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the law office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
This is Elio Cobo with the Phoenix Suns, and I'm in the cave with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Hopefully everyone is having a fantastic, fantastic Friday Eve. Like I said, we are coming to you live today from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco every Thursday. Cigars with The Cave Show. Listen, when you come down here, you know what? You don't even have to smoke cigars to come down here. Maybe if you have a loved one that loves swag, some cool Maduro swag, they love cigars, or they want a lighter, they want something, you can come in and pick up a Maduro's Fine Cigar gift card, load it up for them, and let them come in. If they mention PLR sent them, they still get the 10% off with the gift card that you bought. So there's no reason not to come down here, even if you're not a smoker. I'm holding one of their gift cards in my hand right now. I will make sure I have this up on social media so you can see what it looks like. It's like a nice honor to the troops. It's in camouflage. And it's really cool. It's a really cool gift card. Got to check it out. Like I said, we're coming to you live today from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. 4991 South Alma School is the exact address. Get your butt down, and if you make it here before I leave, 15% off of your cigar purchase. Just let them know that PLR sent you. And you know what? Next week, I'll probably give away a cigar. A buy one, get one on me. Cigar of the week. You buy one, you get one on me, and I'll do that for the first five people that come down and pick one up. Right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I do want to get into baseball. I do want to talk Diamondbacks. There's a lot going on. The D-backs are having their inter-squad games. They're doing a lot of stuff. And we had a chance to catch up yesterday with Robbie Ray, starting pitcher of the D-backs. And we want to talk to him about being ready, how he feels, what's going on with him, how's his body, how's his chemistry with it. With the catchers, the good thing about Robbie Ray is he gets to the point. He doesn't do a lot of talking. Doesn't do a lot of messing around. He gets right to the point. And first, we talked about the chemistry that he has with the catchers and getting that ready as the season gets ready to start, because the chemistry between the catcher is with his catchers.
That's a great feeling. Knowing whatever the catcher puts down, you're going to execute it. That's credit to Steven and Carson, who caught me today. Just that comfortability that I've built with those two guys, they kind of understand where I'm at right now and the shape of my pitches, and they understand how to get me back to where things are good if things start going awry. So that's just as much a credit to them as it is, to the work that I put in.
Yeah.
The last few starts that I've made have been pretty crisp. So, I don't know. I feel really good. I don't know if I've ever felt this good, honestly.
If you're a D-backs fan, if you're a D-backs player, if you're the manager, if you're the GM in Mike Hayden, you are feeling really good. When Robbie Ray says, I feel great. I don't know if I've ever felt this good. These guys are ready and itching. Think about how this season's gone. They all come to camp. They all get ready. They all are getting in the swing of spring training. And then, boom, the boom hits. COVID hits. Everything shuts down. So for him to keep getting that work in and be ready to play and feel the way he does, the chemistry he has with his catchers, with the way that his body's feeling, his body's feeling good, like I said, if you're a D-back fan, you have to not only be happy as a D-back fan, you have to be happy as a baseball fan. Now, they can get injuries. There can be injuries, and there's going to be injuries. There's always injuries in every sport. My question, though, was, what are you doing? How do you get all this stuff going? What are you doing on day offs? How do you do it? Torrey, how do you get everything together when you have players that you know are going to need time off? And Torrey Lovello, the manager of the Diamondbacks, He addressed that yesterday with the media.
On that recovery aspect, we're going to give several, if not all, of our position players tomorrow off. In fact, the ones that are coming in are the guys that are playing a little bit of catch up. It'll be Calhoun and Marte. Hicks had the day off, so there you'll see them on the field in combination with the pitchers that are getting their work and will be pitching live tomorrow. But everybody else, I'm going to give the day off. And I just was reading the tea leaves and just trying to stay ahead of it the best that I can. I think our guys are getting a little fatigued. It's up to me to get them off of their feet and give them a rest to recover.
And the thing, though, is you got to give guys rest. You got to get them recovered. You got to get all that together. But we're still in a sprint. And like I told you when we started the show, you'll hear me say that word again. We're still in a sprint. This is not the marathon season that baseball usually is. We're all in a sprint. Everything has to come together, but it has to come together fast. If you're in, you got to get together fast. So one of the questions I wanted to ask for was, how do you balance this? When you have guys that you don't want to get back, you want to get back in a hurry because they don't want to miss the season. They don't want to miss any games of a season. You got to figure out how you're going to shut them down. So I wanted to know, hey, Tori, when you get guys that are rushing to get back, how do you pull back? How do you stop them from rushing back when they know that they're playing a sprint and they're not playing a marathon?
Yeah, it's very delicate. I don't know the answer to any of the sprinting questions or the sprinting recoveries because I've never been through anything like this before. I'm going to rely on a really good team of people around me that are going to provide information to me that will allow me to make the best decision moving forward for a player that has been injured or wants to get back into the end of the sprint. I do know this. In many of my conversations with the players, whether it be in my office or casually in on the field, these guys are ready to go and want to get after it. Nobody wants to have days off. So my decisions will be tough, but there's going to be a good reason for somebody that needs some time off. And when you're an injured player, I'm going to really work hard to make sure that I don't make a decision that's going to make that linger.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that's going to be the toughest balance ever. Like Tori said, no one's ever done this before. Everyone's doing something that they've never done. Everyone is going to be successful, you're going to be pushed to be as uncomfortable as possible to find a comfort level. That's just the hand that everyone has been dealt. Not just the D-backs, it's everyone. Tori has asked as well about all the stuff that's going on. Obviously, there's COVID. There's making sure everyone is healthy. But there's a lot of social justice stuff that's going on, too. And he was asked about what is he going to do and how are the Diamondbacks going to do it and team and individual players or Major League Baseball. And the good thing about Tori is he answers everything. He answers everything straight up.
Yes, we have had several. We've been on Zoom chats. We've talked about this extensively. And we're looking to support in every way that we possibly can as a group from the dugout level and then as an entire organization. It's something that we firmly believe here with the Diamondbacks. What we do moving forward, we haven't yet quite determined. I know Major League Baseball has a heavy hand in making some of those decisions. I think and just kind of projecting my own projections, I think they might be doing something, and we are going to absolutely support that. And individually, I will support players and what they believe in and stand by them through anything that they believe in.
Being a manager this time is not going to be easy. You have to manage a team. You have to manage so many outside everything. You have the devil looking out there in COVID-19. You have a lot of social issues. There's a lot of pressure. That's why I think there should never be a quote-unquote asterisk on anyone that wins anything because everything is so unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this before. I think the mental toughness that's going to go into this is going to really stand out when it comes to crowning a champion in football, basketball, baseball, soccer, NASCAR, golf. It doesn't matter. It's going to take a lot. And guys are going to have to show a lot. This will be the time where reputations are really made, where reputations are really broken. Because I'm going to step out one more time. We'll be back in 15 seconds. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this bad boy up for the day. This is the Cave Show with PLR, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. One other thing I want to touch on before we jump out here for today, and we get ready to wrap it up. 72 players tested positive for the coronavirus. That doesn't mean 72 players are in the hospital. It means 72 players tested positive. Basically, that's a team plus. So if you take 72 players and add 15, 18, whatever to it, you'd be missing a team. That's not good. And remember, NFL, they're not playing in a bubble. They will travel. They will do things. Now, Philadelphia has said there will be nobody in their stands, because I know NFL was looking to try to get fans in stands. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. What I'm curious to see is, unlike baseball where they're doing regional stuff, unlike basketball where they're playing in a bubble, the NFL is playing where they play. If you have states that are requiring quarantines for people coming in unless they're essential workers, are they going to deem football players as essential workers? Will they be shuttled from the airport directly to a location that's safe and tested, then to the stadium to play the game, then right back to the plane? Will they be deemed essential? We'll find out. I think 72 is a high number, but at the same time, I think it's a low number. Because football players have pushed the envelope. They've gotten together. They've worked out. They've had private workouts. They've snuck off and had things with quarterbacks and receivers. Don't fool yourself in thinking all this stuff was just Zoom meetings. Tom Brady got his receivers together. Kyle Murray got his receivers together. Football players are a different mentality. They're going to do different things. They are taking more risk because they're falling and tackling. The NFL protocol, though, I think is just funny as hell. These guys can tackle each other, sweat on each other, breathe on each other, do all that. But at the end of the game, they can't swap a jersey because of COVID-19 protocol. I'm baffled sometimes with what the NFL comes up with. But we will see, and we'll talk more as we get closer. We'll talk more. I said I was going to talk Dak. I'm not going to talk Dak in terms of talking Dak. But I will talk Dak in terms of this. The creator of KSRN, Mr. Earl Burnett, shot me a text message last night, late night text message. Said to me, Paul, you named all these quarterbacks. You talked about your elites. You talked about, you know, Russell Wilson. You talked about Patrick Mahomes. That dude's an alien. I don't care. He's the best. You talked about all these guys that could win Super Bowls. You talked about Drew Brees. You talked about Roethlisberger. And then you had this other group of quarterbacks. And that's where you put your Deshaun Watsons and your Dak Prescott, your Carson Wentz. But you left a guy out. You left out Kyler Murray. So I'm going to address Kyler Murray right now. Kyler Murray is one ball-playing bad foot dude. What I have to see, though, I have to separate Kyler's talent from Kyler's team. I think the Cardinals are going on an upward trajectory. But before I can say as a team leading them to the playoffs, I have to see the other Cardinals' weaknesses that needed to be addressed don't just get addressed on paper, but that translates to the field. Now, the separation part is I think Kyler is a dynamic quarterback, and I think just on pure talent and what he does and the way he disrupts your defense, he is one of the top 10 to 15 quarterbacks. Now, last year I went through and I named every starting quarterback or alleged starting quarterback 32 down to 1 and named who I thought the top quarterback in the NFL was. It was a three-day process. We're going to do that same thing again this year. Where he falls in that 10-15, I'm not sure yet. But based on Kyler's talent and what Kyler can do, I think that he is that good. Based on his team and what they have around him, I need to see what's on paper translate to the field. And then that will be a determination of how far he can carry a team. Because no matter how good you are, you will always have obstacles. Certain teams like Kansas City, like New Orleans, like, yeah, you know, pick any great team with a great quarterback. New England, when they had Tom Brady, their coaches and their teams and their GMs, they do things to take the obstacles out of the way. Are the Cardinals there? Yes. In Houston, they have a great quarterback. They still have a big obstacle, their coach. As long as O'Brien is there, that obstacle is there. How far can they go with that obstacle standing in the way of their progress? Let's see what happens with the Cardinals. Let's put a bow on this bad boy and tell you tomorrow we are back. We have scheduled to come on the show, the one only Ed Cole. All those great clips that you heard are courtesy of Ed Cole. He cut them up. He did a fabulous job. Thank you very much. He's an incredible, incredible producer, and he does a great, brilliant job making sure everything is set up. You can check him out on Instagram, EdCole301. Thank you, Maduros, for hosting us this Thursday and every Thursday that you do. Appreciate it. Come down, check out Maduros. The owner, Ron Harden, has everything here together. You can enjoy yourself. You like family when you come down here. So make sure you get down to Maduros, Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Make sure you are following us on social media, at the Cave Show, on the Twitter, on the Instagram, and on the Facebook. Remember, Cave is always with the K, and that's at the Sports Cave, on the Instagram, on the Twitter, and on the Facebook. You can also check out our website, sportscave.com. That Cave is with the K as well. Cave is always with the K. And you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. I appreciate everyone for listening today. Thank you for taking the time and spending time with us. Until tomorrow, Friday, when we wrap this bad boy up with the Doofus of the Week Award as well. Like I said, you can go to the Sports Cave on the Twitter and get your vote in. Until then, until tomorrow, thank you for joining us here on the Cave Show with PLR. Mighty Temps, that's home.